It's about ensuring that ultimately public funds are brought back to a place where they can be used for the purposes of what is coming up in the next election. And I will, as famously as one has already said, that in fact the ANC had already said last year that they have run out of money. Asinamali was the quote they put. They made it quite clear. Let me scare you immediately. Asinamali, we do not have money. We are currently sitting at a deficit. Financially, our situation is crucially bad. This was said only last month. This is the same party that cannot pay its municipal rates in the council. So what is this coalition about? It can only be a coalition set up with the sole purpose of re-garnering funds out of the municipality with the sole purpose of getting back into what Crispin Olivier describes, it is indeed how to steal a city. Fellow South Africans, what became very clear is that at the debate on expropriation without compensation, Mr. Malema, the leader of the EFF, made it clear then that this was a question about black parties versus white parties. We cannot coalesce around race behavior in that manner. It cannot be. Otherwise, that whole principle becomes undemocratic. If you want to form a coalition, it ought to be based on the will of the people and serving the people that have elected you, making sure we deliver services. We can't sit here today and ever say these parties are for that race and these parties are for that race. For if you do that, then why bother having elections? You might as well look at census reports and say, in the census, this is the racial demographics, therefore that must be the electoral outcome. No. What we want is a vibrant democracy where parties coalesce around values, coalesce against a vision to deliver for citizens and making sure that there's clean governance. And yesterday, that was undermined. Furthermore, the EFF have made it very clear that they were intent always on cutting the throat of whiteness. If you tell citizens that the qualification to be a mayor of any town must be determined by the color of your skin, then ultimately we should undermine the entire democratic principle and undermine the constitution that stands for the simple notion that South Africa shall belong to all who live in it, black and white, that people are elected because they are serving people, and that the color of your skin does not determine who you serve or how you serve. It ultimately is your character and your content that makes sure that you serve the people. So, what took place yesterday can only be described as a sham, as a mockery, and as an insult to the voters. The council meeting proceeded earlier on in the morning with the view of removing the speaker. The legal process in this regard makes it very clear that in Section 36(3) of the Municipal Structures Act, that the municipal manager of the municipality, or if the municipal manager is not available, a person designated by the MEC of local government in the province presides over the election of a speaker. The crucial emphasis here is that if the municipal manager is not available. Following the events of yesterday, it became quite clear that this newfound coalition can't even understand constitutionality, let alone follow the Systems Act or the Structures Act. They proceeded yesterday by inviting an MEC's designate, the use of provincial power to undermine not a tier of government, but a sphere of government, an independent sphere of government and local government. The municipal manager was available. It is our contention that he was available to chair the meeting, he would have presided over it, and would have proceeded on that basis. A vacancy was declared, to which the caucus moved out. And what was clear is that the process that then moved on from that point on will not pass legal muster in our view. And therefore, it is on that basis that after having consulted with our legal team, we've taken a resolute decision to say that the council decision to remove Ethel Trollope as executive mayor, we will be taking that on legal review. We have the opinion that the sitting was procedurally invalid and lacked the legitimate authority to elect a new speaker and then subsequently to pass a motion of no confidence in the executive mayor. So therefore, post what took place yesterday, the election of the ANC's Councillor Bulelo Mafaya as a speaker and the motion of no confidence, we believe we will proceed and seek out the best ways to declare those proceedings invalid. The municipal manager yesterday was both present, and there is no ways that he was incapacitated to preside over the sitting that took place yesterday. His role was denied by MEC Khasa and the person designated to him. In our view, these are clear contraventions and a clear abandonment of the requirements put in the Municipal Structures Act, and therefore we believe that these are invalid in law. I want to speak to the question of the DA councillor, Mr. Manyat. Now, in any political party, Mr. Manyati had been in constant contact with us. Up until yesterday, or the day before, Mr. Manyati was standing, highlighting the fact that this new formed coalition had been making advances to him, wanting to assist him with his upcoming case of fraud. It was clear in his communication that, in fact, this was a man that was vulnerable to this newfound coalition set up for the purposes of corruption. And therefore, as a result of that, we are of the complete view that eventually they got to him. And yesterday, he turned against the DA. Now, this is, in our view, treasonous and not right. But ultimately, we have already moved with proceedings to say that we must cessate his membership and he will no longer be a member of the DA. He's already categorically stated he's leaving, and I think the sooner he does that, the better for him. Fellow South Africans, Nelson Mandela Bay is a question of a contestation between those who want to, on one end, deliver houses, ensure South Africans get a job. Never been more proud of going into that city. A city that never used to have a metro police now has one. A city that never used to have housing for our people, now they've worked hard to build houses, to deliver. A city that was riddled with corruption now has waged a war against all corruption in that city. It's a battle between those who are focused on delivery and a battle between those who are committed to stealing. It's not me saying it. It's the former president of the ANC, Jacob Zuma, who publicly admitted when he was addressing the people of Nelson Mandela Bay. He said in the ANC's Amatola's regional conference in the Eastern Cape in 2017, he said, "Of all the metros, I won't talk about Nelson Mandela Metro because you all know about it. We ruined it for years, bit by bit. Now the opposition is in charge. We cannot say we are surprised by that." Now, if Andile Lungisa is back in the make, what has changed? Nothing. This is still now an effort to recoup the funding in the elections, to continue, as Crispin Oliver so crisply put it, to steal a city. And ultimately, we hold the ultimate view that says this is not to the benefit of the people of Nelson Mandela Bay. It will ultimately have sacrifices in the process of building a government there. And fellow South Africans, what's become very clear is that the alliance between the ANC and the EFF and the UDM have now been brought together. The decision to say you will remove the DA and bring this new alliance on board is well on its way. And perhaps it goes to show that when political parties stand up before the electorate and say that we've come here to oppose corruption, often what they mean is we oppose the corruption we are not a part of. In the DA, we will not put up with corruption. We will not coalesce with corruption. We will stand strong against it. It is often quite ironic that in 2016, when the EFF councillors voted in Mogale City to put the ANC back into power, the EFF fired those councillors. I find it extraordinarily bizarre to say what has changed between 2016 and now. And my only conclusion can be that perhaps their opposition was only to Jacob Zuma. And now that Cyril Ramaphosa is back, they feel that their faction has won and will continue to become the military wing of the ANC. So ladies and gentlemen, we continue to fight. We'll continue to serve the people of Nelson Mandela Bay, for we never wanted to go into government for our own jackets. We always wanted to put the people of Nelson Mandela Bay first. And I really believe the coalition between the ACDP, between the Congress of the People, between the Democratic Alliance, and later now the PA, has remained resolute in that vision and have done an admirable job, not only in supporting Ethel Trollip, but in working with the team there to do the exceptional work that the team in Nelson Mandela Bay of those coalition members have been doing. The people will recognize it and know it for themselves, that the future of South Africa is with those parties who are working to deliver for the people. I'm going to hand over to the mayor to continue to speak about some of the things that they've worked to achieve.
Thank you very much, Mosi. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity. I was involved in an historic campaign in Nelson Mandela Bay, where we as a party had planned years in advance that we wanted to win Nelson Mandela Bay. It was a long campaign, and the ANC support had been waning over a number of years and a number of elections, and they were at a precipitous 51% when we embarked on that campaign. The people of Nelson Mandela Bay voted for change. We promised change. And in that promise, we made three very basic undertakings to the citizens of Nelson Mandela Bay. We said that we would stop corruption. We said that we'd grow the economy to create much needed jobs. And we said we'd improve service delivery. Well, there was almost a 17 percentage point swing between the DA and the ANC. And the DA became the biggest party at 47% and the ANC around 41%. We were able to put a coalition together, and we were able to coalesce around those three promises as coalition partners to make sure that we stopped corruption. We stopped corruption to the tune of at least 615 million rand with contracts that we stopped immediately after taking office. We did grow the economy. We had periods where we showed significant growth as a region, and we all know that cities have become drivers of regional economic growth. We also went through some slumps due to the national situation of our country, the political situation, and the lacuna of leadership under Jacob Zuma. Our city suffered under that, and we have the highest youth unemployment. But we have turned that around. We've tripled the number of EPWP jobs. We have a youth unemployment program. We have a unemployed graduates program, never been had in our city before. We also have increased our financial situation, stronger than it's been in 10 years. We have the top-rated credit rating, AAA, the same as the city of Cape Town, and we're very proud of that. We've also been able to reduce crime in areas that have been notoriously bad. We've introduced ShotSpotter, amongst other initiatives, where our Metro Police collaborate with the South African Police Services. We've brought crime down in notoriously crime-ridden and gangster-ridden areas. We're very proud of that. And the IPTS buses that we'd spent 2.5 billion rand on over 10 years, and none of them were on the road. They're on the road now. Every day there are more and more people traveling on those buses. These are important successes that we have achieved. But most importantly, the objective achievements where the Treasury identifies that we're governing well and that we spend our capital budget and we spend our capital grant funding. We received windfall funding to the tune of 179 million rand this year from Treasury, which was taken away from metro cities that couldn't spend their money. That windfall funding allowed us to put that money into augmenting our water reserves, because we are facing a terrible drought in our region. So when you govern well, you get recognition from Treasury, you get windfall funding, you're able to do things that you weren't able to budget for in the beginning. So those are the benefits to the people of our city. But 2 years after the change came to our city, the people that have been on the outside, the people that wanted to steal the city, the people that were exposed for stealing the city, had had enough. They run out of money. As Musi Maimane said, he quoted the ANC chief whip at the time, Councillor Gidani, who said, "Asna mali. Now that we're out of government, businesses won't give us any money." They know that there's an election coming. They were desperate to take over that city. The public purse is fatter than it's ever been before in Nelson Mandela Bay, and the stakes are very high. There's a national election coming, and they needed access to that purse. So we saw the ANC, the UDM, and the EFF collaborate with one DA councillor to oust this administration of ours, a coalition government that had fulfilled its promises of delivery to the people. They collaborated to get rid of us. But their contrivance was, we believe, unlawful. And we're going to challenge that. We're going to challenge it in the courts, because we believe that the MEC undermined or overrode the responsibility of the city manager, and we believe that he overreached. I want you to know that there's history between the MEC and our city manager. The MEC is litigating against us, against the city manager's appointment. And I want to reinforce that Mr. Mettler had been appointed by the previous administration. In fact, he was seconded there by Praveen Gordhan. We appointed the city manager, and we appointed him according to the law. The MEC is challenging that, and we are in court against him. So there's history of enmity between the MEC and the city manager. And what the MEC did yesterday by seconding an official without even approaching the city manager to deal with the impasse, we believe is overreach, and we will be challenging that today in court. Thank you.